Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Florida Falls, 102 to 100, and guys, March Madness, it's such a fickle thing, because when your team is a beneficiary of a buzzer beater or late game dramatics, right, March Madness, the NCAA tournament, it's the greatest thing ever. But when you fall victim to defeat by the same methods, it's not so much fun anymore. And I sit here as someone that is disgusted with the result. I'm disgusted with the play of the SEC, by the way. The struggles in the NCAA tournament continue for the SEC. I'm disgusted by the no call and the final possession in which the Colorado guy obviously pushes off. He obviously pushed off. And I'm disgusted probably mostly as someone that took Florida -1 and hammered them on the money line. Two separate bets on the Florida Gators and lost them both. You know, a game in which, guys, it looked like early on, this game had just such a roller coaster of emotions, right? Again, this was a peak March Madness basketball game, right? To where early on, Florida's up by double digits. I'm thinking, hey, we're going to cruise at this thing. Florida's got this thing in cruise control. The bounce back for the SEC is back. The bounce back is on for the SEC. Florida, Auburn, both getting things rolling, which We're going to talk the Auburn Tigers in a separate video, of course, but Florida getting things rolling up by double digits, right? Everything's clicking. Then you get late in the game, Colorado goes up by double digits. I'm thinking to myself, this bet's a wash. Todd Golden squad, they completely fell flat on their face. They went flat. Give credit where credit's due. Florida hit some big, big shots down the stretch, man. Some big shots down the stretch. Walter Clayton Jr. did everything he could to will Florida to the round of 32 with 33 points in this game. And the Gators come all the way back, tie it up at 100 for Colorado to get the final inbound and make the game-winning shot. And heck, Florida almost did the unthinkable and won on a buzzer beater, a full court shot practically. It went off the glass, but a heartbreaker. I mean, really, truly a heartbreaker, man. I mean, you look at Florida, and I know many people will talk about Todd Golden, great season, right? The Gators maybe a little bit overachieved, right? They were a really fun squad to watch at times, especially down the stretch. Had some huge wins, but it's all about what you do in March. It's all about what you do in March. And I'm not saying that to say, like, discredit everything Florida did, but I'm sick. I'm sick after watching that game. I'm sick. I really am sick. Again, how is there not a whistle blown in the final possession? The guy obviously pushes off. And I get it. They can't call everything. They can't catch everything. But that one felt pretty blatant. Again, tip your cap to Walter Clayton Jr., man. Did everything he could. 33 points in that game. Richard with 15. Samuel with 11. Pullen with 13. Crazy high-scoring game. Crazy. I think the over-under total in this game was like 150. Crazy high-scoring game. And Colorado at one point, I mean, really you can credit that one hot stretch they had in the second half where they made like 15 straight shots. It was crazy. Made like 15 straight shots. Colorado shot 63% from the field in the game, 60% from three-point range. Tough one. I mean, it's a heartbreaker. Truly, it's a heartbreaker. I mean, again, it's somebody that was watching that thing, pulling for Florida hard, had money on Florida. Brutal. Because they sucked me back in, right? Like, I thought the bet was over. At first, I thought it was a winner. Then I thought the bet was over and dead, right? Double digits. Then you got to all of a sudden look at my phone, check the TV. Tie ball game. Tie ball game. Florida somehow, some way, comes all the way back.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Only to fall in the end. And again, guys, like I said, top of the segment, it's March Madness is a great thing when it goes your way and you hit the buzzer beater and it's just awesome, right? Oh, that's the beauty of March Madness. Hard to say that's the beauty of March Madness when it goes against you. Truly, truly. I mean, guys, you look at the numbers pretty even. I mean, Florida won the turnover battle 12-8, right? Only turned it over eight times. Colorado did win the battle down low, 48 points in the paint. Gators, 42. Yeah, I mean, it was a great basketball game. I mean, objectively, a great game. But when you lose, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. So a really long offseason upcoming for Florida. I think Florida will be fine. I think Todd Golden's going to do great things in games. I really do. I'm high on Todd Golden. I think Todd Golden did a great job this year. Really, truly, did a great job. But for it to end like that, tough. Really tough, especially they're going to be replaying that final possession for a long, long time where the push-off, you know, looked really obvious. Looked really obvious. And I know many folks out there who had Florida. The brackets are busted because Florida was a popular pick to make a run in this thing, not just win the first game, maybe make an Elite Eight run, maybe Final Four, right? So Colorado advances, Florida falls 102-100, and the SEC struggles in March Madness.